Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on All right, so we are doing this episode on the bad guys. I got my friends here. We got Faust.
Hey, how's it going?
I got Sean.
Hi.
And we got Michael.
Hello. Hi.
Fantastic. So we are doing this on the bad guys. Right out the gate, the voice acting and the plot. For a DreamWorks movie, it's pretty funny. Now, DreamWorks is pretty much solidified in my memory behind Shrek and all of its glorious goodness, right? But plot wise, it was on point.
I'm confused about the world that takes place in. There's only a handful of animals. Like, is this a BoJack Horseman situation? Or are there only few talking animals in this world full of humans? I don't get it.
I kind of felt like it was kind of stereotypical with the big bad wolf and the slithering snake, and I don't know how pig or whatever the shark got in it, but maybe it's kind of like Zootopia in a way or something. I don't know.
No, but Zootopia was all animals. This is a few animals, like seven animals and a bunch of humans. Why?
Maybe they didn't kill. Maybe they didn't care about the concept of people being involved with.
Seemed like just easy to copy and paste just a bunch of human characters rather than try to come up with a unique species for every one in the background.
True. Yeah, it's kind of like lazy writing and lazy everything at that point. Just use the same framework of copy and paste of a human being rather than an animal.
And that's where I slightly disagree. Slightly. I wouldn't call it so much lazy. I think it's more specific. Because those seven animals are also the seven animals that are bad guys in everyone's story for the most part.
The gerbil, though, is never a bad guy.
Well, the gerbil
was like meant to surprise you, but I knew he was like the villain when I saw him in the trailer. It's like, yeah, I could see the evil guinea pigs in a few clip scenes here and there, so it was kind of obvious.
He's the actual snake in the grass. Like, he's the sheep and wolves. He's the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Basically. And I have to say, the one thing that I will say is definitely copy-pasted from Zootopia is the fact that the prey is actually the predator. Because in Zootopia, it was literally the sheep that was switching up everything on all the predators and making them go crazy.
So I think that's how White Faust found it really predictable.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, that sheep was like the worst villain Pixar has ever made.
No. You want to know who the worst villain Pixar ever made? All right. You want to know who the worst one is?
Wait, Zootopia isn't Pixar. Zootopia was just Disney.
Disney, whatever. Disney Pixar.
Whatever, okay? Animation. I agree. Yes, you're right. It is not Pixar, but it is. And I'm not mad at you, Sean. I'm just saying. Like, God, it is... It is animation.
They're in the same umbrella.
The
effects are so much better. But
it does make it so much better. I definitely agree. I have to say this, though.
Yeah.
Worst Disney villain ever is going to have to be the Shadow Man from Princess and the Frog.
Okay. Why?
But yeah, he had a cool hat. Had a cool hat, though.
He was voiced by Keith David.
Yeah.
I love Keith David, but he's also the worst one because his entire premise is not based on the fact that he, like, doesn't like people. It's based on the fact that he's being controlled by something else behind the curtain the entire time. Mm. Like, every other villain had a personal motive to really be something. They had, like, a motive. They had a reason. They had an intention. And for me, as far as, like, worst villain goes, it's him. Because it's not necessarily, like, he's the guy that has to, like, win somebody back. He doesn't have to convince anyone that he's good. He's just the guy that has spirits on the other side. And he's, if anything, he's a deadbeat gambler. He's literally a deadbeat gambler.
It's Louisiana.
It's Louisiana. Yeah, it is Louisiana.
It's what city in Louisiana though?
Oh, New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah. It's New Orleans. Yeah. Yeah. So he's just basically a gambler with a huge debt.
I couldn't. That's why I was trying to think of New Orleans, but the word wouldn't come to me.
But yeah, that's the worst. And then the next one would have to technically be Bon Voyage, but that's only because we see him for
He's a side character.
He's a side character. We only see him for 5 seconds. What's his gimmick? He blows shit up.
Moving on, voice acting. You got Sam Rockwell. You got Awkwafina.
Why did you say Mark Maron was the snake. Yeah, he was dope as the snake.
He did good. He really tried because his voice isn't really that gruff. So I think he put forward the extra effort to make it sound really gravelly like this, you know? That's my impression.
You found Mr. Wolf, like, legit charming, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted... Look, I'm the wolf didn't fuck the fox, and I think that was a missed opportunity. I think...
Well, this is a kid's movie. This is a child's movie now. This is like Pixar Disney level.
No, DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks. It's DreamWorks. Shrek level. So there is some fucking. Okay. Just not in front of you. Like, there. I feel that, but we don't have to see it. So yes. Yes. Absolutely. Also have to throw out there. Was not expecting a lot of plot twists as much as I got in the Bad Guys. Maybe you guys disagree.
I mean, it was a heist movie. In heist movies, you do have plot twists.
You usually have the portrayal in heist movies.
There's the betrayal, but then you have the twist. Oh, you thought it's not actually betrayal. The betrayal was just like a ruse or whatever.
I like the ending that the snake does. He switches out the device and he makes you think he's torn to the bad side, but he actually does that to save his friends. And I like how he switched the device. I mean, it was a good plot twist because I didn't expect much from this movie. And I watched it because it was pretty fun and it kept my attention for an animated movie. I thought it was going to be something I was going to text my way through and maybe fall asleep at. I may have actually fallen asleep at one point. But it was actually pretty good and pretty well done. I mean, and the way that... Okay, never mind.
No.
And the way the animation was, it was kind of like comic booky animation. It wasn't like...
Yeah, it had like it definitely had like cutscenes where you were just like boom, boom, boom. Okay. They're doing this on this other side. And this is their background. Well, we're back to the story.
But you do see that in heist movies, like don't you? I mean, did that remind you of the Ocean Eleven movies?
Lupin the Third. That's what it reminded me of a bit.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's where I feel that. Yeah, but I also I'll be controversial. This was way better than Ocean's 8. It was so much better than Ocean's 8.
I'll second that, even though I haven't seen it.
I'm stabbing the shit out of the other movie Awkwafina was in with a heist movie. Like,
oh my god,
she was in Ocean's 8. That shit was terrible.
Nah, that was okay.
This movie kicked its ass as far as a heist movie goes, and it's a child's movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, she's playing the spider, this hacker, which makes sense, the web, and she's using, like, at one point she uses more of her legs to make all these keyboards come out, you know, and she's, like, going into, what does she call it?
I don't know.
She's logging in?
Yeah, like, logging in, going, like, beast mode. She says it beast mode.
Beast mode. Is that a football term? What football player does say they say going beast mode?
Actually, as the... Ooh. So actually, as the we're gonna ignore the beeping, as the amateur Urban Dictionary aficionado here, beast mode is an old, outdated term of going ham or going all out. All the guns are pumping. I haven't heard beast mode since 2008.
I mean, I remember from Beast Wars, the cartoon. Beast mode, and then becomes a gorilla.
That's what she says. She says, all right, time to turn this thing on beast mode. And she just opens up these other keyboards and uses her other legs to, like, go faster at what she's trying to do, at hacking the cameras or something or whatever she was doing so that they could switch out the, what was it, the golden...
The golden dolphin.
Golden dolphin, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was...
But yeah, so music-wise, off the chain, how you guys feel?
It was good. It was classic, classic heist, upbeat, fun, light heist music, you know? Jazzy feel.
Yeah, something right out of The Incredibles, too, from what I've heard.
It does feel like a bit of a soundbite. I actually think about it, it does feel like there's a bit of a soundbite of The Incredibles in there. Like there is like a saxophone that's heavily influenced. There's like a heavy jazz influence in this, yeah.
For also sure. Cowboy Bebop too.
Cowboy Bebop for fucking sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it had a good score at the end to keep you there watching the end credits just for the music alone. You know, a lot of people get up, but I just like it when they make the music, want to make you stay, mm-hmm. at least for a little bit, at least to listen to the music, maybe like use Shazam and try to find the song so you could like favorite it on, which I do often on the Spotify.
That's so. Fair. Remember the end credits to Candyman and how that made you stay for the whole end scene with the puppet show?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that's actually brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Like, I've done that. I love that with Candyman. I loved it with this one. Like, yeah. It was...
Well, they had those pictures.
They had those...
Of them just hanging out or doing fun things together.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
That's the same kind of shit that happened in a Disney animated movie.
Yeah.
They kind of did it on
Jedi. Turning Red. They did that in Turning Red where, yeah. like, they had, like... pictures of the new...
It's a bunch of them. They've all done them. It's fun and we love it.
It's I like it. I really do. Cinematography-wise, how are we feeling?
It's animation.
It's animation.
I think the animals are animated well. I just didn't like how the humans were designed. Am I the only one here that thinks the animals look better than the humans?
People say they are getting sick of like the CalArts bean mouth style. You know, how you see it with like Gumball, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe. You know, like...
Yeah, where the whole bean mouth, the giant like pouchy thing, it looks like it's reticent of like Homer Simpson, but with less definition.
It's like we're going backwards, you know. I mean, you mentioned Shrek. The animation in Shrek was great. Like they looked like people. They had faces that, you know, noses. The faces look like human faces. These faces were not. These were like fucking monsters. They had monster faces.
They had monster faces. They looked like they were like they were hastily drawn on a napkin and then animated. Yeah. It feels like that.
Cartoonish,
right? Well, you know, with AI nowadays, they can capture people's faces and have the computer learn how to make a CGI. There's actually it's called Unreal Engine 5. Mm-hmm. They did this with a most recent release of the Matrix game for the PlayStation 5, to where they actually created a character completely out of AI enabled. Learning how a human face works.
In defense of its lack of realism, it was more going for style rather than, like, realism. So they weren't, like, sticking to, like, actual character models or how would a human act in this scene. It's like, clearly they're just being wild cartoons.
Yeah, of course.
That's not the goal that you want for a cartoon in 2022. That's not, that's not where the bar is now. The bar is so much higher than that. Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say this, just being the old man that I am in movies, I miss Shrek. Shrek felt like man hours went into it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you had I remember watching, like, deleted scenes of, like, Shrek, and you watch some of the animation, like, fall apart because they were just trying to, like, program it and get it to stay in one spot. I remember there was, like, that opening scene where the mom and dad are standing out in front of the castle. There's a deleted scene where... this bitch is, like, looking great, just fine. And then 5 seconds later, her hair is splat all over the fucking place like she just got fucked by Venom. it was crazy. Like for Shrek 2, right? This was, like, for Shrek 2. And I remember watching and thinking, like, damn, y'all must take forever to get shit put together before it's actually put out. Now it's, like...
Like, this movie felt like they probably took just a year to make an anime movie is not a long time. And that feels like that's probably how long they took to make this movie.
It's really like the technology you have. Long time ago when they made Shrek, they didn't have the technology they did. So they actually felt forced to take their time. Nowadays, people are not forced to take their time with their creativity because they have too much technology, too much advanced technology they become reliant on. And so they're not as creative. Like, when you have something aiding you, your brain is not going to work as hard. But the harder your brain works is when you have less help. I mean, that's just proven facts. I feel like people need to go back to the drawing board and actually deliberately stay away from technology for a while to get the creative juices flowing, you know, and making actual art, you know.
I agree with that. So that's definitely going to be the bad guys. Go ahead and check it out. It should be in theaters, or it'll be on DreamWorks or Paramount Plus, whichever Disney comes out. No, definitely not Disney Plus. Disney and DreamWorks been fighting for years, man.
They'll buy them. They buy everything.
They probably will.
They'll have to, like, step... The government will have to step in and, like, filibuster
that. Well, actually, technically... If I think about it correctly, didn't Fox...
Yeah, they bought Fox.
Disney bought Fox. But I was going to say, didn't Fox buy DreamWorks?
No, Universal bought DreamWorks.
Universal bought DreamWorks.
Yeah.
So then that last animation... With Scrat finally getting his acorn nut before the whole buyout. That was from Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the Ice Age stuff is on Disney Plus now.
All right. Yeah. Now this makes sense.
Ice Age stuff is on Disney Plus. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're wrapped up. Check it out when you get the chance.
Yeah, the Shrek is on.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.